Welcome, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep hope alive. There will be justice, and it's up to you as voters and as people with a voice in this country that still has a First Amendment, last I checked, anyways. It is up to you to make that justice happen. We're going to talk about keeping hope alive with two guests. They've been on my program before. They're both with Kids Forward. I love talking to these smart people about what is going on in Wisconsin. Kids Forward is a Wisconsin-based statewide organization that talks about how everybody, they work on the idea that everybody deserves to work hard and have success in their lives. That is what this is about. But it requires rich folks to pay their fair share, and it requires us to see beyond the divisions that are sown by, frankly, MAGA, so that we're fighting each other instead of looking at the folks that have their hands in our pockets. With that, I am so privileged to welcome back to the program Amanda Martinez. She's a senior policy analyst at Kids Forward, as well as William Park Sutherland, the government affairs director, also at Kids Forward. We're going to talk about food assistance, because if your belly's empty, it's pretty hard to study or learn at school. If your belly's empty, it's hard to be productive and successful at work. Thank you both for being here. It's quite an important moment.
Thank you so much, Maggie, for the wonderful introduction. We're here today to talk more about the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP or Food Share in Wisconsin. So a quick overview about the program: it provides low-income individuals and families food assistance so that they can buy groceries and put food on the table. So today we are here to talk about these deep federal cuts from this federal bill known as the H.R. 1 bill, often referred to as the Republican mega bill.
So for everybody that's listening, it's what I call, every time I talk about it, the big brutal bill. That's what Amanda's talking about. So please, and brutal because it's brutalizing to working poor folks and middle class folks, and basically was a billionaire subsidy, a billionaire welfare, mega corporation welfare bill. But sorry to interrupt with my colorful commentary, Amanda, but let's get back to SNAP and the cuts in the big brutal bill.
No worries. There are so many names out there, such as the Big Ugly Bill. But essentially, it slashes SNAP funding and expands strict work reporting requirements. So these new barriers are going to impact about 700,000 people who receive SNAP in Wisconsin. So I'm going to share a little bit more about the work reporting requirements, which essentially means that individuals will have to regularly prove that they're working, looking for work, or participate in a job training program just to be able to receive their food assistance. So to get a little bit more specific, anyone ages 18 to 64 who doesn't have a child under the age of 14 must prove that they're working to be eligible. And then this also includes parents of teenagers around the ages 14 to 17 who were previously exempt from this rule. And it creates barriers on top of barriers that already exist for people who are working, such as unpredictable work hours, transportation barriers, as well as limited access to childcare. And we also know that this has some administration costs to it, as it will be needed to implement the work reporting requirements, which I can pass it to William to share more about the funding implications.
If I can, just before we continue this discussion, one of the things that I think is really important for people to understand when we're talking about the big brutal bills cuts to SNAP is that there have generally been reporting and work requirements. Here, what they're doing is they're basically increasing the reporting amounts, levels, and kind of paperwork, which, folks, every single one of you listening has had some dispute with your insurance company, for example, right? Or you think you're entitled to some benefit. And to take time out to navigate those systems is itself sometimes a full-time job. And if folks are food insecure, they're likely also interacting with systems that for healthcare and or housing. How much time does a mother with kids or a couple have to devote to navigating systems? I have joked, what America needs is more paperwork. That's what this is. And it's going to cost the federal government more to administer because now we have to be checking all of these multitude and this increase in reporting. And the last thing I'll say before I turn it over to you, William, is you mentioned two essential things. I have never met anyone who does not want to have a job, work hard, and receive decent benefits, healthcare from that job, be able to afford to live just basic human dignity, right? But the things that are required to do that are affordable childcare in many instances and transportation. Yesterday, Congressman Brian Steil introduced freaking legislation to basically try to shut down the Milwaukee County transit system. We do not have anywhere near enough childcare. And the GOP here in the state of Wisconsin did not a damn thing about it in the last biennial budget. So if you want to require people to work, they got to be able to get to where the jobs are. So you need very affordable, highly accessible transportation, and you need affordable childcare. What are these folks supposed to do with their kids while they're out job searching and then spending hours online trying to fill up myriad paperwork? Sorry, my rant is over. Folks, let me just reset a little bit so you know who my great guests are. I've got Amanda Martinez. She is the Senior Policy Analyst for Kids Forward, and William Park Sutherland, the Government Affairs Director of Kids Forward. We're talking about the big brutal bill's impact on supplemental nutritional assistance program, SNAP. William, you're going to tell us a little bit more. Again, I apologize for the rant, but it's so, so infuriating.
Totally fine. Your show. Thank you so much for having me as well. This bill is the deepest cut in history to people's food assistance and healthcare. You talked about red tape. This really weaponizes red tape in order to cut services for people, both in healthcare and in food. In Wisconsin, we call SNAP food share. It does that in two ways. One, it essentially penalizes states when they make mistakes in calculating people's benefits. That's called a payment error rate. And so it's going to make it so that when states either overpay or underpay, they're going to get in trouble for that. It also cut the amount of money that the state has received forever to administer the program, right? So we have county and state workers who need to enter the information, make sure things are accurate, work hard right now to keep our error rate low. Wisconsin has one of the lowest error rates in the country. And also, importantly, has really good participation rates and also good program integrity rates. And so we do kind of everything quite well in Wisconsin. That costs money. And so the feds are weaponizing this payment error rate system, which is going to cost us money if we don't keep our error rate as low as it is, and is taking away our administrative support. So they're cutting in half the amount of money that the federal government usually chips in to help states administer the program. So we're basically being set up to fail, right? Yeah. Because we have to do more. We have to do more red tape, and we have to do it with less funding. And unlike some of the other provisions in the bill, these things went into effect immediately on July 4th with no guidance from the federal government yet. And so these things will have to be in effect in theory in November. And that's when the federal government can start kind of charging states for making these errors. And so really, both of these decisions taken together, it really sets up Wisconsin to fail. So we need more time to adjust to these seismic shifts in SNAP policy and financing. We need more time from Congress to delay these cuts. And if that doesn't happen, and we should need to proceed, and we need to proceed both ways, we need the state legislature to allocate funding so that we can continue to run SNAP efficiently and effectively. And that will require more money for employees and more money for more of these eligibility checks, more money to make sure our error rate is stays as low as it is.
I'm glad you kept going, William, because great minds think alike. I had literally written at the top of my notepad, setting up to fail. That is what the federal government is doing. That's what's happening in Medicare and Medicaid. It's what they're doing to the ACA exchanges. All of these things in the big brutal bill are not just draconian cuts. They are cuts and paperwork burdens that are designed to basically collapse the system. And I don't know about you, after listening to Donald Trump for weeks now say that he's targeting Democrats and Democrat programs, I do not trust anyone in the federal government to look fairly at payment error rate accountability and treat quote unquote blue states in a fair way as compared to red states. This is truly something that will impact people that you know. If you are listening right now, there is someone, I promise you, that you know that will not get the food assistance that they are entitled to under federal law because they forget to fill out yet another online form, or simply because we will not have the funding here in the state of Wisconsin, as my guests have pointed out, to help administer this explosion in paperwork burdens. It's incredibly ironic to me, William, that the Trump administration, who has claimed that we have too much regulation, right? We have too much paperwork. There's all of this inefficiency. What they've done for the systems that help people in greatest peril in this country, working poor, working families, is they have expanded the bureaucracy for those people. But when it comes to polluters or billionaires, well, that's where we're gonna look at cutting regulations. In other words, again, putting their hands into the pockets of working families, taking food out of people's mouths, increasing regulatory burdens without a corresponding funding to help administer those burdens. It's a recipe for disaster, and we've got an immediate disaster on our hands. We're gonna talk about the food emergency happening here in Wisconsin and across the country because Republicans will not negotiate with Democrats in good faith about restoring the ACA subsidies as the shutdown drags on. It is day, I think, 23-ish. I got to get my counter out. Come right back. We're going to talk about those immediate impacts here in the state of Wisconsin next.